A suspect in the murder of a Gaza Bible store manager is fingered. Believers are alarmed. From listener to pastor, Far East Broadcasting impacts the life of an Iraqi, and the gospel is reaching children in the small kingdom of Tonga. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. A senior Hamas militant is suspected of torturing and killing the manager of a Christian bookstore in Gaza Strip last month. That's an alarming development, says Open Doors USA's Carl Mueller, because Hamas has previously provided a certain degree of protection for the Christian community.
The pointing aspect of this discovery is that not only is this a Hamas person who committed this crime, apparently, but also that despite the assurances of Hamas right after the murder that they had nothing to do with it, they haven't distanced themselves from him and, in fact, have sent him on a pilgrimage, apparently, to Mecca. Believers who...
Mueller says Christians are asking prayer for boldness.
...continue to promote their faith evangelistically despite their commitment to the general welfare of Gaza and their commitment to the people of Gaza to serve them, that there will be increasing threats against their existence in Gaza as a result of this.
Next, closed-door peace talks on Darfur continued for the third consecutive week. A hybrid rebel force is now seen as playing a significant role in the success of an accord. The momentary lull in the fighting has allowed teams from the Christian Reformed World Relief Committee to work. CRWRC's Jacob Kramer.
We have, for the last 4 or 5 weeks, been able to visit on a regular basis all the base camps from where we work. Also, the clinics and the nutrition centers have been relatively open.
Kramer says while overt ministry isn't feasible, prayer and strong testimony do wonders.
There is a very low percentage, as you know, Christians in that particular area. It's a Muslim-Muslim conflict also. We cannot organize any kind of evangelistic outreach in the camps. But their presence, the one-to-one talks, the fact that they know who we are is certainly a witness.
You're listening to Mission Network News. While living under Saddam Hussein's regime, a man named Barzan was greatly impacted by the programming from the Far East Broadcasting Company. After fleeing the violence in Iraq, he became a Christian but continued to be burdened for his own people and began serving exiled Iraqis in another country. Further theological education and the death of a child deepened his faith. He's now a pastor, sharing the gospel message and working to help his own people grow spiritually. Meanwhile, Haiti's elections have been delayed yet again amidst efforts to reform the country's constitution. While things have been relatively peaceful for some time, there are concerns that this might kick up instability. Unrest in the past has been of some concern, but it's unlikely to affect the annual For Haiti with Love Christmas party. For Haiti's Rosalind DeHart.
We usually have about 500 people there, and we feed them, like them bean and chicken, and then we give them a brand new toy, you know, kids. The whole people in town have been planning for this party since January.
DeHart says this event is the highlight of the year for many. That's even more true as the attendees hear the gospel, some for the first time.
Before they eat, they sing and pray, and we tell them the story to show the people God's love and to celebrate Jesus' birthday and pray that it all goes smoothly.
And organizers say they want to make sure that every child in the Kingdom of Tonga will have a copy of the gospel. Earlier this year, some 48,000 copies of the Book of Hope arrived for distribution in the small Southern Pacific archipelago. The Minister of Education endorsed the book and allowed copies to be distributed in all the schools and educational institutions. Many organizations are working together to travel to each of the 176 inhabited islands to ensure that the children in the Kingdom of Tonga receive God's word. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University at Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which will kindle the fires of prayer in your heart. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.